Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Glad you could join us. And we got some Texans football. We got some sound from D'Amico yesterday that we will get to. We have got a lot of stuff of Texans football to talk about. You know, one of the things last year, you know, they were 7-3 last year in one-score games. The Texans were.
Yeah.
And difference. The thought in the offseason as well. And, you know, you never know if that's going to last. You know what they are this year in one-score games?
4-0.
4-0.
Yeah.
4-0 in one score games. Now,
some of them have been late. The Colts were a late score to make it a one score game.
Yeah, but it's still.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was still a one score game.
Right.
And you know what? Maybe there's something to that. Maybe that you're just a good team in crunch time. And we've seen CJ in the final 2 minutes of a game not be scared, go down the field, score, and, you know, this team take care of business when they have to. And maybe there's something to that. Maybe there's something to clutch. Maybe there's something to, you know, the ability to do that. Some teams that have no ability to do that.
I think that's true. I also think the Colts and Bears both had late scores that made it a non-cover, number one. But number two, there were two-score games that they, you know, that turned into one-score games.
Right.
Late in that game.
Right.
With scores. But your point is still accurate. I mean, your point is still an accurate point that they don't. It used to be they would choke those games off, and now they don't so far. I mean, well,
that's kind of a big deal. It's kind of a big deal to be choking off games that are tight that you don't.
Well, it's the difference between winning six games and winning 10 games.
I think it starts with the quarterback position.
I do too.
Yeah, and you know what they. They've done that, and that is, it was held against them this offseason. Like, you know what? I'm not sure about the Texans. You know, they won a lot of one-score games. They were 7-3 in one-score games. You never know if that's going to continue. Well, maybe it is going to continue because you got a guy that at the helm that ain't scared of one-score games, that ain't scared of a big situation. You know, a lot of quarterbacks are. A lot of quarterbacks can't handle the tough situation, the two-minute drill, trying to go down the field, the pressure of going down, winning a game. And we've seen Kirk Cousins do it the last couple of weeks and do it in grand style, actually. I was listening to the show before. They were talking about who had a better weekend, who had a better game, Kirk Cousins or Lamar Jackson. Cousins threw for over 500, had no running game, and won the game at the end. He did throw the pick, but he also did you see Mooney drop that ball that was he was wide open?
No, I didn't see that.
You didn't see the end of the game?
I was on the road to Tuscaloosa.
At the end of the game, Mooney is wide open. He drops a third down pass, and it would have given him a first down.
That must be the only drop of the whole week, because Mooney kicked the living crap out of me in fantasy football. So it must have been his only drop.
Yes.
Like, how's Darnell Mooney putting 31 points on me?
Darnell Mooney was he had a great game, but he dropped a wide open right in his chest. Then they kicked the field goal, and it's blocked. And so that and it was like, well, I knew Cousins was going to get blamed for it, and then he ended up scoring and winning the game because he had thrown an interception before that. But But he came. You got to have that gene.
Yeah.
The Patrick Mahomes. Looked like Mahomes was back to being Mahomes.
Ooh, last man, night. They look good.
Yeah, they did.
I tell you what, it's those two. So you mentioned Lamar. Lamar and Josh Allen have been two who are, you know, tremendous quarterbacks, but they've had their issues in the fourth quarter. Lamar is famously just, his offense has just gone in a tank with fourth quarter leads and lost games. Josh Allen last year was bad in the fourth quarter of games in the red zone when they had looked like surefire points where he would turn the ball over in the red zone. And so you can be a great quarterback and not play as well at crunch time. I mean, Lamar played that game would have been known for Lamar dropping that fumble, dropping that snap, and Cincinnati winning that game.
Yeah.
Had there not been a missed field goal, a bad job of handling the snap and I thought Lamar had a great game. I mean, if you watch the game, Lamar had to come back from deficits of 10 multiple times because the defense couldn't stop anybody. And you had to score to stay in the game because Joe Burrow was going down to scoring every single time. And Lamar was able to do it. But it's just like Bagwan Biggio in the playoffs. It's just like right now what Aaron Judge goes through in the playoffs. It's like it's like what happens when you deal with somebody who's clutch in the playoffs. When you come through in the clutch, there's something special. People will always remember that. Eli Manning won two Super Bowls. He's nowhere near a Hall of Fame player, if you take all things into consideration. But he's won two Super Bowls, and he did it against really good teams. C.J. Stroud has come from behind victories as a rookie, and right now in one-score games, when you look at it statistically, you know, it's really good. Now, D'Amico Ryans did talk about, he addressed the fact that, should you have run the ball there? Why did you pass it with 44 seconds to go? And I don't know if Dell's got all that cut up, but we'll have that for you.
Yep.
Because he was asked all the questions that I pretty much wanted to hear about. So I think there will be some good sound from D'Amico Ryans that will not clarify necessarily, but will expand on some of the things that we talked about yesterday and we'll talk about today.
Yep. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you mentioned Aaron Rodgers, the highest strikeout percentage in postseason history. He strikes out 34% of the time.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Judge strikes out 34% of the time. He's back. He had an infield single. He's got one hit in the series. He is just a mess in the postseason.
It's the strangest. I mean, we're talking about the most dominant regular season player over the last 10 years, and he slashes just over 700, like I think something like 720 with his OPS in the postseason. His standard OPS in the regular seasons have been over 1,000, just over 1,000. He's 300 points lower. His batting average is under 200. Like it's low 300 on base percentage, which is still pretty low for a guy who walks a lot. It's the craziest thing.
Some guys,
but that's what Yankee fans, no matter how great, he can have 50 home runs a year.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But if the Yankees get eliminated in the playoffs and never get to a World Series because we remember it with Bagwell and Biggio.
Yep.
He didn't get, and he's got way more games than they do under his belt in the postseason. Yankee fans won't forget. Now, they'll love him. He's beloved. But at the same time, there's no getting around that, man. How you perform in a clutch is everything for your life.
Well, they ain't retiring that. I mean, and he's a guy that you retire his jersey. A New York Yankee that gags as badly as he does in the postseason. Mm-hmm. He ain't gonna be revered like that. It's Donnie Baseball didn't get there. His teams just didn't get there, and he was beloved there. But he ain't one of the all-time great Yankees, even though he was a long time and great, great player for all those years. But Don Mattingly ain't one of those because Don Mattingly didn't do anything in the postseason. And Aaron Judge ain't doing nothing in the postseason. He's hitting 143 right now. He's got an infield single in these two games, and they're tied at one game apiece. If Kansas City beat – and how about Detroit yesterday?
Yeah.
Shutout. They go to the ninth inning. Carpenter hits a three-run homer, and we got a tie series. I mean, talk about you got, you're a one trick pony. Scooble is unbelievable.
When Scooble is on the mound, when it's Scooble, the other team is in trouble.
You damn right. There is some trouble when Scooble.
Not Scooble's got trouble.
Yeah, well,
when it's Scooble, you're in trouble.
I might have misspoken on that one about Scooble being in trouble. Yeah. He wasn't in trouble. He gives trouble.
Tarek Scooble.
Can you win?
No walks, 8 strikeouts, 3 hits.
He's just unbelievable. Can you win it all with one pitcher? I mean, everybody else has had at least two.
Two. The famous is Arizona with Randy and Kurt. Yeah. Randy Johnson, Kurt Schilling. But no, you got to have.
No, the famous is Spawn Insane and Pray for Rain.
Yeah, that was a whole limerick about it.
That was the 1950s.
Yeah, yeah. It was a little further back. And then you did have Kevin Brown.
You did have Kevin Brown?
Just Kevin Brown.
That's all you. Well, you know, he was really juiced up. He was. I never seen anybody juiced up like he was.
I'm gonna Google Kevin Brown steroids. Why? It's not even auto filling. Brown, according to an investigation conducted by former Senator George Mitchell into baseball steroid problems, purchased steroids and human growth hormone for several years from former Mets clubhouse employee Kurt Radomski. Isn't that the one with the same with Roger?
Yeah,
just making sure that he was absolutely on steroids.
Yeah, but Roger didn't do it. Roger got vitamin B shots, so that's what Roger did. I'm telling you, I know that his doctor said Roger never asked me for that. He wanted vitamin B shots, and he told him, they don't do anything for you, Roger. He's like, yeah, I still want them. Okay, all right. So, I mean, keep Roger's name out of your mouth about that, okay?
I just said Radomski, but you jumped into full defense mode. We were talking about Kevin Brown. But allegedly he was a juice head.
How are judges?
He could pitch every 3 days.
Ooh, we got to look this up. Judges postseason numbers versus Tucker. Tucker's going to be better.
Okay, if you say so.
Uh-huh. Hey, Tucker's going to be better. We're going to go to Baseball Reference. You go look up Tucker. I got Aaron Judge.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, Tucker is going to stand.
One of the things that we do that other shows don't do.
On the air, we look stuff up.
Yeah, and what makes us Hall of Famers is that we will, on the fly, look things up on the internet.
Right, right, right.
Where other shows are like, well, let's just do it during the break.
Oh, Judge is way better.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's not. Wait a minute. Whoa. Hold on, my friends. I think it's going to be – this is going to be a tight race. This is going to be a tight race. Aaron Judge in the postseason, 7 years, 13 series, 208, 311 on base, 449 slugging, 760 OPS. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you what. This is going to be real tight.
Okay.
He's got 70 strikeouts.
Because Kyle's got 6 years. How many total games? Kyle's got 64.
13 series.
Kyle's got 15 series. He's got 64 games.
He's got 46 games.
64 games for Kyle. Go ahead.
46.
Start naming your stats.
46.
How many home runs?
Judge has 13 home runs.
Okay. And 46 games. My guy's got 64 games.
64 games?
Mm-hmm.
And how many homers?
What's your eight?
Eight. Okay.
8 to 13. What's your RBI count?
25 in 46 games.
Ooh, Kyle Tucker's got 28. Less per game.
Less per game. Yep. Less per game.
Less per game. Do you have any stolen bases? Kyle's got 7.
Stolen bases, 3.
We're 7-0. Kyle Tucker's over here like Tarek Skubal.
3-1.
7-0.
Walks, 27.
26.
Okay.
Big deal anyway. Now let's do strikeouts.
70.
53.
70.
Yeah. That's what I thought. My OPS, 685 for Kyle Tucker.
685.
Lifetime, 15 series, 685.
That's awful.
Yeah. He's
Judge is 760. He's crushing him.
Yeah.
And we're talking about Judge, how he can't perform in the postseason, and Kyle Tucker is terrible. He's terrible.
Say that, man.
Man, isn't that something? And especially after the September that he came off of, he was raking, he feeling good, he had all that rest this season, missed 80 games, and here he comes, and wow, it's going to be a great postseason. And scene. and no hits.
Win probability added -1.08.
Win probability.
He hurt you by like a full win.
Yeah, I don't have that win probability.
It is. It's all the way in the right-hand corner.
Oh, win, 0.3.
Yeah.
And CWPA is 1.3.
That is championship win probability added.
Oh.
Minus 29.3.
Wow.
Percent.
Well, but Judge had plenty of years in the
given
postseason.
Given average teams, this is the change in probability displayed in percentage points. So, in other words, he gives you a 29.3% less chance of winning a championship.
Well, when you strike out as often.
But man, we can't trade Kyle Tucker.
I'll bet you.
There's no trading of Kyle Tucker because we got to run it back. Well, we got to run it back.
No, I think Kyle Tucker will be. I think after yet another postseason.
He's not getting traded.
I don't know if he'll get traded, he won't get re-signed.
No, he won't get re-signed. They'll grab, get a third-round pick for him or whatever in a compensatory. I'd hate to get prospects for him, like good prospects that you could – multiple prospects you could develop into the next set of players.
But that is awful.
Yeah.
That is so un-Astros-like.
It's actually worse than I expected.
Yeah. I mean, that is
15 years, I thought, okay, well, the last couple of years have been bad. I mean
– 46 playoff games?
Mm-hmm.
Man. Man, 64. Well, he's got 60. How many playoff games does he play?
He's played in 64 games.
64 games.
That's a big sample
size. Huge sample size.
He's been really bad, and he's been okay in the World Series. I mean, 239, but 780 OPS is okay. His five ALCS appearances, 26 games. He's got a 625 OPS, and he hits with three home runs, 10 RBIs, but. Yeah, 12 walks, 22 strikeouts.
Right, that's it. All right, 713-780-3776. Just getting it started here on ESPN 97.
You know, we discovered Kyle Tucker's not going to postseason. We just discovered that.
That, but I didn't know he was as bad as – I thought Judge was one of the worst. That's not – I mean, Kyle Tucker.
Tucker's worse than Aaron Judge.
Wow, and he's going to get a three. He's going to get $300 million.
From Jim Crane.
Not from Jim Crane, but somebody.
Nor do I want him to. No. I want prospects. Trade Kyle Tucker if you know what's good for you.
He's the Kershaw of
If you guys would have let me run this team, I would have had y'all three.
He's the Kershaw of hitting.
I would have given y'all three new prospects for him. Yeah. And we got to a playoffs without Kyle Tucker anyway.
Yeah, we did. Time to talk about Dream Rate. Talk about in the postseason. Talk about clutch. My guy, Kent Jones, is clutch. Love Kent Jones. Love what he does. Over 30 years in the business. You know what? That experience counts. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to get you and save you money because this is what he does. He saves people money every single day. Every day he is out there just busting his ass for you. I'm telling you, he's going to find that right loan for you, the one that is going to be able to take stuff. Are you a veteran? Were you in the Army? Are you a first-time home buyer? Are you age? Whatever it is, he is going to find a way to get you the right loan for the house that you're buying. Don't know if you can afford it? You know what? All you have to do is call Kent. He'll give you a scenario quote and shop your loan. Do not just go in there like I did and just sign the papers and, oh, here's this and here's this. You're just making other people rich is all you're doing. You can save thousands. Put that money back in your pocket with Kent Jones at Dream Rate Mortgage. 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN or 975loans.com. People are doing it wrong. They're not using brokers. Brokers are better. He's got over 1,400 career closings. The dude knows what to do. 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC. NMLS number 2482473. Jake and Jones. NMLS number 356118. Equal housing lender.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us here. D'Amico Ryans met the media yesterday. Nico Collins. Now, I think we're all under the assumption that he's going to be just going to be okay, and he's going to come back right away or something, right?
Well, he said it was a short.
Yeah,
he said shorter term injury, which I know yesterday I said he wasn't. I mean, you don't have a hamstring injury and just come right back from it.
Yeah,
it's short. It's soft tissue. It can linger, linger, linger. There was no way he wasn't going to miss this game, and it sounds like it's at least this game.
Yeah. There's here's D'Amico talking about Nico and missing him for any amount of time.
Missing Nico would be, it would be very difficult. Like, Nico's been the best receiver in the NFL this year, so do you replace him? No. Everybody just steps up, and whatever role you're asked to do, you just step up and play your role the proper way. Nobody has to go out and be Nico, right? There's one Nico. He's done a great job of that. Now whoever is next, when your number is called, make the plays that you're supposed to make.
So this is the perfect opportunity for them to unleash Tank again, right? I mean, where is that post that he's doing, and CJ does a little, and all of a sudden he finds Tank in
the end zone. Squabble.
Yeah.
The dance they do.
Yeah. What, where is
well,
that?
Well, that's CJ's dance.
Where is that, though?
Well, where, I mean, how many touchdowns does Tank have this year?
He doesn't have any touchdowns.
Ta-da.
No, I know, but he
magic trick.
He had touchdowns last year. Why doesn't he have touchdowns this year?
Because you have Nico and Stephon Diggs.
Well, now you don't have Nico, so let's get
to it. Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah. Tank has to become a factor. And I think you will see that now. I think you'll see, although Tank's going to stay out now more than ever, Tank's got to be an outside receiver. So I don't know. I mean, it was always bothering me that he was going to have to play outside. He's a small guy. When you're further away from the football and you're a smaller target, quarterback's eyes are just not going to go to you as much. And now you throw in all the zone that's being played, and it's tighter window throws now and anticipatory throws for CJ. That's not going to be his favorite throw. I mean, he's more of a three catch guy right now. And the reality is, Tank needs to be a five catch player per game. You know, that's what he needs to be, with some games where he gets seven and a touchdown or two. So you're right. This needs to, you know, offenses look for, when you start getting in the habit of, when you start talking about an offense needs to find this guy and this. That's dangerous, because you want your quarterback to find the open man and make defenses pay based on who's open. You want him to stay within the confines and not turn into like Deshaun, always looking for DeAndre Hopkins, where to the detriment of the team, where tight ends didn't even exist despite the fact that they were wide open for Deshaun. CJ's good about getting the ball where it's supposed to go. With that said, though, I do think you need to get Tank going. I think every once in a while you got to say, man, we got to get this guy unleashed. He's too important for us. And now with Nico, you can make an argument that you don't do that. You're winning. Nico's the best receiver in football. You just keep doing what you're doing. But right now with Nico out, I would argue that, yeah, find a way. And maybe it's not even finding a way. Maybe it's nothing that Bobby Slowick has to scheme. Maybe it's just the fact that he's going to step up in the priority list of CJ when he goes through his reads. I think it may be that simple.
I really do think that CJ, he plays favorites. He played.
Not like Deshaun with DeAndre Hopkins.
Well, with Nico.
Yeah, he used to get like 150
with Nico
targets.
You don't think he does?
I think Nico's open. I think Nico's that good.
Well, I think that CJ's looking to him, too.
Would you like to throw to a 200?
Diggs had zero targets before Nico went down. Zero. And then all of a sudden, Nico goes down, he's got six targets.
Well, he was wide open on a deep ball, Nico was. Yeah. But also, it's just, that gets to the point I was talking about with Tank Dell.
Well, I'm
going to
look for him because he's going to be open.
He's going to be open, but he's also 220 pounds, and he catches contested catches. When you throw it to a big target, it just feels better. You're throwing to a wider catch radius. You're throwing to a bigger body. Like, Tank could be injured at any time by just the turf. Just falling down, he could get hurt. So we need the Nico Collins of the world.
That is not true. Stop saying that about Tank. Oh, my God. He doesn't just fall down and get hurt,
he's
although
now
he did
missed
one time.
10. He did. He got a concussion falling down. He's got 10 wins. He's got 10 games he's missed and 12 games he's played. So we want those numbers. Those are kind of, I mean, they're not McCullers numbers or anything
tight.
Like that.
They're tight. Yeah.
It's Will Fuller numbers.
It's getting close. No. No, yeah, no, no. Will Fuller played less than that.
You think
Will, so? Yeah, Will Fuller played less than that. Yeah, absolutely.
Eventually.
Uh-huh.
I hope you're right, because Will Fuller was more dominant than Tank. Will Fuller and Deshaun together were absolutely outstanding. Will Fuller, game started 13. Are you sure, John? You sure about this? In his first 2 years, Will Fuller played 23 games total.
After that, what about after that?
Seven. Yeah, that's when he tore up his knee the next year. And the year after that, 11.
That's tankish. Yeah, I guess it's a pretty... I hate that. I hate that he's Cleveland close to, because
well, Will Fuller will have played more games than Tank does.
Will Fuller was the king of the, you know, getting the bag.
And his was a hamstring. His was soft tissue injuries. Well, he had the one where he got
like
hit.
Nico now? Is that what you're saying?
He had the one where he got hit. Well, that's why I'm saying you don't take any chances.
No, you can't.
But Nico didn't have any history in college. Actually, Will Fuller didn't have a history in college. Will Fuller only played 6 years in the NFL. 6 years in the NFL, but man, he had 24 touchdowns in 55 games. Like, that guy was dangerous. We got to get Tank going, man. We got to get Tank. His name is Tank.
I know.
That's the best nickname for 160-pound players, Tank. are you going to, like, we
got
to get Tank
going. He got that
going
as a baby, too.
I know. We got to get Tank going.
The Texans.
Send the runner. Bobby, send the runner.
Where do you think the Texans' defense ranks right now? In the NFL.
What in what category? Total yards or
in total defense.
Let's see.
Yeah, total it's yards. Yards
they
per
give
game.
Up some big plays, but they don't I would say probably like top 12.
Top four. They're fourth in the league.
Hmm.
They like give it. Up they're allowing 274.2 yards per game.
Well,
they're 17th in run defense. But they're number three in pass defense.
Now, you went against
154 yards a game.
You went against Richardson, Caleb, both basically two rookies. Richardson, Caleb. You've gone against Trevor Lawrence.
And Josh Allen.
Josh Allen and Sam Darnold.
Yep.
I mean, on paper, not that impressive.
No, and this week it's going to be even better.
And Sam kind of came back to
New England. And the talk is that there's a possibility they start Drake May this week. His first start against the Texans.
Yeah,
awesome.
I think they are going to start him.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. But then you got Jordan Love right after that, so we'll see. But and the Packers are playing pretty well. Packers are playing some good football.
Mm-mm.
What do you mean?
Well, actually, they got ruined by Minnesota. It's almost to the point where I don't count it.
They
if you
just
look
went to
bad,
the Rams and destroyed them.
The Rams stink.
Yeah, the Rams
are
stink.
Super injured. It's almost to the point where you don't even, like, if you lose to Minnesota, you say, that's who can beat them? Who can beat Brian Flores? What quarterback's going to look? Brian Flores.
Well,
ruined,
how good did he look in the second half?
Brian Flores ruined Jordan Love, who?
The Packers came back in the second half and were great.
Yeah, they well, I don't think Jordan Love had the big game, though.
I think
he was really terrible in the first half.
Oh, yeah, no, he threw the crap. Kraft had was that. That's a guy I got to pick up. Don't even try to pick him up in our league.
I think I'm going to pick him up this week.
I know you probably are. 713-780-3776.
What did he end up with? Because he was really Jordan. Yeah, you're right. Jordan Love ended up with four touchdowns there.
Yeah.
I mean, he threw it 54 times. But, yeah, and three interceptions. Against,
yes, that was mostly all in the first half.
Let's see. Well, they still count. That's how you got into a big deficit.
Yeah, but
you couldn't win.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers had three interceptions. Jordan Love had three interceptions. That's six interceptions against those two guys. And then C.J. Stroud, how many did C.J. have in that game? I'll just look at it real quick. C.J. Stroud, I know he had one. No, two. Oh, my God. C.J. Stroud had two interceptions, Aaron Rodgers three, Jordan Love three against Brian Flores' defenses. Eight interceptions between Love, Stroud, and Rodgers.
Wow.
That guy he just messes people up.
He's doing pretty damn good.
Eight interceptions against Rodgers, Love, and Stroud, all in wins for Minnesota. Man, that defense over there is...
Man.
Feisty.
Well, maybe if they'd have kept him in Miami, that Miami would be a good football team right now, okay? As opposed to the crap they are.
Yeah, that's
maybe if they weren't racist down there.
That seems normal.
To he would have already replaced Tua with Skyler
with Deshaun Thompson. Watson.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, because that would have worked out at quarterback.
They wanted Tom Brady, didn't they?
And he wanted
– No, he wanted Deshaun.
He wanted Deshaun Watson.
Badly. Yeah. Like, he was mad when they stopped going after Deshaun Watson. They made an executive decision.
They lost the draft pick going after Tom Brady.
He still wanted Deshaun Watson. So, let's be clear. As great as he's been this year shutting down quarterbacks, doesn't mean he knows how to evaluate his own.
No. Yeah. All right, let's break.
By the way, opponents have – they've got 11 interceptions against – in five games – the Minnesota Vikings have 11 interceptions against the quarterbacks that they faced.
How many do the Texans have, though?
Texans have a few. Not the same amount.
Do they? They got a couple. Yeah, they got a couple. They got one off Caleb.
No, I think they've got like four. Something like that, right?
Do they?
Don't they? Well, let's see. The Texans interceptions, this is one of the games we like to play called Look It Up on the Air.
Yeah.
They've got three.
Three. Yeah.
Yeah, they've given three and they've taken three. I know Kamari Laster has one. I think Stingley has one.
And Caleb? Caleb Bullock has one.
Kalen
Bullock.
Yeah, I think he's got one too.
Kalen Bullock, I think
that's who it is.
Does John Daspit have any interceptions?
John doesn't have any interceptions, but he has some sacks against
I mix up Caleb Bullock and Kalen Bullock and Caleb Ferguson.
I could see that.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Left-handed pitcher who somehow made the playoff roster. Yeah. By the way, it wasn't even enough time for us to talk about Ferguson on the playoff roster. It was just two games and you were done. Like, well, I'm glad that nothing came up about that. No, John Daspit's had some sacks against opposing lawyers for insurance companies. If you go to court against John Daspit as a personal injury lawyer, you will lose. And that's why so few insurance companies go to court against John Daspit because, look, they're trying to squeeze, and John Daspit squeezes back. If you're injured, he wants to make sure that everything you have coming to you lands in your bank account. That includes every potential dollar for your medical bills that you spend, and he's going to make sure you get to a CAT scan, an MRI, an X-ray, all the things that you need to find out. Like if you're in a bad wreck or you're injured offshore somewhere, you need to find out exactly what's going on so it can get corrected and fixed. Physical therapy afterwards, whatever the case may be. Your pain and suffering is worth something to John Daspit because it's worth something to you. You understand that you're having to live with that. And the insurance company, frankly, they're just looking out for the bottom line, so they're going to try to squeeze you. John, as I mentioned, squeezes back. 713, call now. He's the biggest and best in the city of Houston, and he is, I think, the best in the entire state of Texas with 12 offices across our great state. 713, call now or go to DaspitLaw.com.
Subscribe to ESPN Houston for free on YouTube. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Robert wants to get in on the show. Talk about the wide receivers. Anybody else wants in? Someone 3780. Oh, we got, what did you learn this weekend coming up next, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's next because we missed it yesterday. We were out at Wildcat Golf Club. We didn't want to put all that on young Austin. So what did you learn this weekend? One sentence is coming up in about 6 or 7 minutes right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, Robert, what's going on?
Guys, we're saying tank this, tank that, tank needs to do this, tank needs to do that. You know, Austin had a couple really solid catches Sunday, and I was – quite honestly, he was forgotten, and I didn't realize that. But quite honestly, why are they not stepping their game up? I mean, why is it? I thought John Minshew was supposed to stretch the field. I mean, we got these other guys out here. Why are we putting this all on Tank to step his game up? I kind of feel that Minshew and Hutchinson needs to be more of a part of this. And I think when we get Mixon back, I mean that's going to help. That's going to help some too. I mean, I don't, like I said, I don't think this is all on Tank Bell.
Well, I don't think we're putting anything on Tank. I think we want the Texans to get the ball to Tank. I mean, because he is a better receiver than John Metchie, frankly. John Metchie's not a field stretcher. He's not fast. So he's a guy who works underneath. I agree. Like, Robert Woods had a catch. Robert Woods, Hutchinson, you've got other guys who can make catches as well. And CJ will send the ball to whoever is open when he wants to. But Tank Dell is a guy who is an explosive playmaker. The reason we're talking about Tank Dell is he's got something that John Metchie doesn't have. He's got something that Xavier Hutchinson doesn't have. That's the bottom line. Tank scored 7 touchdowns last year. Metchie hasn't played much NFL football at all. Can they step up? Yeah, but they're not even on the field that often. So it's been a two-man. I mean, it's natural to say Tank, you want Tank to step up and start getting the catches and getting the targets. You know why? I mean, because your first two receiving options have been Nico Collins and Stephon Diggs. They're getting a ton of targets, relatively speaking. And Tank's been the third man, the third option. Well, now that one of them is gone, Tank slides up to the next level. That's a basic thing. I mean, no one's getting after your guy Tank. We're just saying we want to see the ball in an explosive playmaker's hands a little more often.
You know, we talked about this in the offseason. How are you going to get the ball to all of these guys? Somebody's going to suffer. We were talking, well, maybe you got 3 guys that are going to be 1,000 yards. No, you're not. You're not going to have 3 guys at 1,000 yards. You're just not. Especially as dominant as Nico has been. If you're going to have the best wide receiver in the NFL, he's going to get the majority of the targets, and somebody else is going to suffer. And it was Tank that's suffering. It has been Tank that's suffering. Now with Nico down, maybe Tank is going to see, and he already did on Sunday. He had some more targets, and CJ found him a little bit. So maybe that is going to help him out this week. We haven't even touched on the Rockets at all. This is going to be a problem for the Rockets as well. There's not enough basketballs. For as good, as deep as they are, you know, Tillman said in the initial press conference, he said, you know, we might be the deepest team in the NBA. And there's a, you know what, he of course, he's going to talk in superlatives about his own basketball team. But there's a chance that they are. There's guys that are sitting for the Rockets that can't get PT that would be playing on other teams. Mm-hmm. And a lot of other teams.
It's crazy to say, but it's true.
How much is Reed Sheppard going to play? How much is Cam Whitmore going to play?
Reed Sheppard's going to play quite a bit based on,
well, then,
based
who, on yesterday. So whose minutes does he take?
Cam Whitmore.
Probably.
And then Cam will probably deal with it just fine. He'll probably have a good attitude.
He has a
good attitude. It's one of the reasons I was concerned about drafting another player instead of moving him, because you're loaded up. You don't have enough minutes for everybody. You can say, well, it'll just Whitmore will play in it. But they really don't. They really don't. They're deep, and you're going to end up giving everyone 20 minutes. No, starters need to get into the close to the 30 minute range.
And you know, it's funny. I'm not comparing, but Jock Landale was actually good in the Olympics. Jock Landale is a guy that probably would see minutes for another team. And when he saw minutes after Shangun, we saw him play some good minutes. He's behind Steven Adams now. How does Jock? Why do you have a Jock Landale laying around? I mean, honestly, that's a luxury.
Laying around?
Well, he's just gonna be. He doesn't have to show up. He just gotta just lay around on the couch like I do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Jock Landale is somebody that is going to is as a guy that he's got now. He doesn't have much value. He's a backup center in the league, and that's what he's going to be. But there are a lot of teams that could use a Jock Landale as a backup, especially the way that he played after Alpe went down last year.
No. He's a serviceable big, I guess. If Steven Adams is going to be healthy all year long, if Shingun is going to be healthy all year long, frankly, he's somebody that you could move if you wanted to. They may have to look at moving one of the players on their bench just to make sure that we're not having any issues in the locker room. And remember, these are young guys who all have aspirations. Yes. When you have veteran players, you have guys who start to settle into their roles and they understand what their role is. Every one of these guys they think that, you know, they're gonna have this incredible career in the NBA. Cam Whitmore, I can't blame him. You know, Amen Thompson needs his minutes. Cam Whitmore needs his minutes. Tari Eason, Jabari Smith, these guys need NBA minutes to keep getting better. So, you know, Dylan Brooks is kind of in the way, if you really want to know the truth. I like what Dylan brings to the table, but he's kind of in the way. If Tari's healthy and Jabari is healthy, and you look at the players who you could have playing together, like Dylan Brooks has eaten up some minutes that I would love to see Tari play more. Now, You got to make sure Tari Eason's healthy.
Yeah, right.
This has to be a prove it year. So I don't know. I think you just keep rolling with what it looks like. You got a lot of options out there. And if there's one guy who's tough in the locker room, though, Steven Silas would have got. They would have beaten him. They would have literally jumped Steven Silas and just beaten him, and he would have been crying in the corner, beaten up by these young players. Udoka, you're not. I took a video. I was watching a game yesterday. Did you see Udoka? Amen Thompson's throwing an inbounds pass, and his shirt's a little bit untucked, and he reaches over. Hey, get your shirt. He's like, starts tucking his. We're in a preseason game, and Udoka is telling him like a high school coach tell him, hey, tuck your shirt in. Have some pride, okay?
That's nice. Touch some distance. I like that.
Yeah, he told him to tuck his shirt in.
I love that. We got a break because I'm telling you that you better pick up the phone right now for What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence. 713-780-3776. What did you learn this weekend? You got one sentence to tell us. I mean, you learned a lot. All those college football upsets, all of the NFL games that you saw, your wife, you were with her all weekend. What did you learn from her? What did you learn from your kids? You learned something, all right? 713-780-3776. Let's go on the other side. Right now I'm talking about Access Vascular Health. Access Vascular Health is where if you learn that you have a prostate issue, if you have to get up and go to the bathroom a bunch, all you need to do is see Doc Manavese over at Access Vascular Health. Are you up and down in the middle of the night? Are you going? You can't start, can't stop. Are you going to a game and you spend most of the time in the bathroom? What is the deal, people? You need to check it out. Now, if it's cancerous, then you go and you get you need to take a different route, right? But if there's no cancer involved, you just have an enlarged prostate, all you need is an IV. That's it. Other doctors are still performing surgeries on enlarged prostates, and that's malpractice. That's awful. That is just terrible. Do not get surgery if you have an enlarged prostate. Go see Doc Manavese. It's about 45 minutes, and you are going to walk out of there cured. And a lot of other issues cured as well. All you need to do, one place to go, 975prostate.com, 975prostate.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, one of my favorite segments of the year, of the week. Every week we do this. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? We didn't do it yesterday. We were out at Wildcat Golf Club. Thanks, guys, Elmer and Tim. Your course is beautiful. Course was great. Tournament was great. CCA. But we need you now on Tuesday. I know it's a little odd. On Tuesday, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? You get one sentence to tell us what you learned this weekend. And let's get it going. Did you got anything that you learned this weekend?
No, we don't have enough time. I want other people to get in.
Let's start it. Dr. Dre is first up. Dr. Dre, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, Double Ride. Yeah, I learned Dave Roberts prefers badges, you know, when he's hanging out in the Dodgers dugout.
Wow.
I'm out.
Cool. Wow.
There it is.
You know, there is a... Do you see the stink between Machado and Flaherty?
God, it's nasty.
And he throws a ball, and we'll hear from
Profar and the crowd, and it's nasty. That series.
No, that is the best rivalry in baseball right now.
Yeah, it's nasty.
Padres-Dodgers is real.
And the Padres are poking the bear,
too. And Dave Roberts, I was scared. I was scared the ball came in.
I was very concerned for my life.
713-780-3776. Ocho, ¿qué pasó, Ocho? What you learned this weekend in one sentence?
Yeah, I learned just how frustrating it's going to be for me to watch Brian Thomas Jr. torch protection for years to come when he was available for them to draft at pick 23.
Except
that they had already traded that pick.
Yeah.
Well before the draft.
Well, that's his point. They should have kept it. He's they called should've. About this before. They
I know, but he did, you don't know if he's going to be there.
What well, did they What did they trade that pick for?
Wasn't that part of the Stephon Diggs deal?
No, they traded down into the second round and then eventually traded for Stephon Diggs.
Oh, is that what it was?
What was they traded? Oh, they traded
they
back.
They added an extra
They just
pick.
Traded back?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a. They added an extra second.
Brian
right?
Thomas Jr. is nice.
He's
but
pretty good.
No, we're not one of the poors. We're not one of the wide receiver poors.
I mean, having okay. him around for on a rookie deal for the next
Brian
four
Thomas
or five
is nice,
years.
Though. Yeah, we'll say that. Brian Thomas is nice. Tom is here. Is this the real Tom? Tom. What'd you learn this week in one sentence?
Good morning, gentlemen. I learned when a woman leaves you to get back with her ex, give it about 3 months and she'll be coming around again.
Hey. Well, ex for a reason, right?
Yeah.
I mean, those things usually don't work out.
Well, isn't Tom, by definition, one of her exes, too?
Well, I think she meant maybe, I don't know, maybe so, yeah.
What do they call that, bounce back, or what is it? Were you were
last
you,
night? Took a, well, a they do call it a no. They call it a
where you get off a relationship
rebound.
A rebound. Tom's a rebound.
Or last night took
Tom
the L,
seems like
but
he's like
Tom
Moses
Tom
Malone.
Back. Yeah.
Okay. He wants rebounds. To be Moses Malone.
A lot of rebounds
on the rebound deal.
Hey, phone call 713-780-3776.
Let's go.
Unless you didn't learn anything this weekend.
Let's go, Peter. What'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Good morning, gentlemen. I learned that about 20-ish years ago, it must have been really popular to have the name Tank. So maybe that has to do with Old School, the movie.
Hmm.
The name
Tank, Frank the Tank.
Tank?
Frank the Tank. I don't think Tank Dell. I don't. Who? What other tanks do we
There's
have?
A Tank Carradine.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was a while back. Florida State.
Yeah.
And
I don't
then
know.
Tank Dell got the nickname because of how he, like, rolled over everything when he was little.
Is that was it? That was it? He, that's why he got it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know he had it. He's had it his whole
but
life.
But you remember Frank the Tank from Old School.
Oh, Old School, yeah. I mean, running naked in the street? Yeah. How can you? Old School was good. Was tight. La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Hollywood Johnny. Lance El Chico. Delvin Cito.
Gentlemen, good morning. Hey,
gentlemen, good morning. Well, this is a bad what I learned over this weekend. I learned that there are some scumbags on this earth that don't deserve to live. We will find you, and we will handle you. Hey, help out Raheel. Hashtag help Raheel.
Yeah, Raheel's dad. We saw the video of Raheel's dad, who stores on Harwin, sells a lot of different stuff, perfumes and colognes and stuff. And they pulled up a truck, and they hooked up. Literally, they hooked up. This is a whole plan to rip the entire security bars off.
Yeah.
And they went in and stole his stuff. Follow Rick Your Heels account, retweet. Hopefully, they catch those scumbags.
Boy, just put your ingenuity to work and you can make money that way as opposed to ripping people off. My goodness. 713-780-3776. Kevin from Kingwood, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, good morning, guys. So I learned my boss's son is completely miserable person to deal with being a UH grad and working on his PhD at Vanderbilt, and I'm out.
Oh,
double win. The Vandy was really a rough one, probably.
He must be a roll tider.
Yeah, but usually you're under. Yeah, but usually. If whatever your undergrad is your team typically. You don't usually take your post-grad team, well, but you will if you get a chance to talk.
No, yeah, you do. If you're post-grad, he had a big weekend. Cougs go and slap TCU around, and then Vanderbilt beats Alabama? I'd be miserable to be around, too, if I was him. I'm usually miserable to be around anyway. But
yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, even if I, like,
you
if
would
I,
take your
post, if I lose a close game, I'm still going to be miserable.
You would take your post, your post grad team.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if they won.
I got my daughter's teams. I got my son's teams. Yeah. I got all my teams. That's all.
You can't use
my
them
friends
all as
teams.
Weapons. You can't weaponize them all.
Joe, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Good morning, guys. I learned John was right playing Robert Trent Jones Trail in Alabama this past weekend. Carpath only would have sucked.
Carpath only blows. It's the scourge of man. Carpath only is going to bring society down. Carpath only.
I don't think it's really going to have a huge impact.
What are you
now,
talking
these
about?
Category 6 hurricanes might. But
if you ever had to walk from the Carpath to your ball and then back, what if you're. If you're the Carpath's all the way on the left, you hit the ball all the way on the right.
Oh. What do you think about me walking 3.6 miles at TC Jester yesterday playing disc golf? We don't have carts that we drive.
I'm sure
in.
You got poison ivy, or you got
We walk it.
We're
out grinding.
Disease out
you
there.
You guys are riding in your cars. You guys literally have a car that you're
lush,
driving around
plush
like.
TC
I have
Jester.
To walk 10 feet. It's discouraging.
It is discouraging.
We're walking literally the whole course.
Yeah. Well. I'm sure in a lot of crabgrass and dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's not easy.
Well, we don't have that at our golf courses, sir.
No, you're elite.
We have.
You have the
not
nicest
elite,
stuff.
Not elite. We have. We take care of our stuff.
No, it's just basically you don't have any.
We take care of our stuff.
You don't want any adversity at all in your round. You want everything.
Does perfect.
Put, do you have a tea person who puts your tea down for you?
No, I do put my own tea in. Thank you. Wow, Chris, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that once again, the traveling teams travel pretty well to NRG Stadium. The Bills Mafia was in good representation.
Yeah.
I got a thought about that. Did you see Kansas City last night? There was not one gold, not nothing. Nothing black, nothing gold, all red. You know why? Because they don't sell their tickets. You know why? Because they go to the games and they support their team. You know why? Because they love their team. You know what? Stop selling your season tickets. All those tickets behind the opposing bench are season ticket holders. And it's full of the opposing team.
I don't have a quick assist here. Do you? Do I?
No. You better not. Okay. How to sell your tickets?
That's right.
All right, Carlos.
If you
finish it up
to, I'll
strong,
help you.
Carlos. What'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, guys. I'm sure someone's brought this up before, but I learned that Aaron Boone sounds like a mouse. Thank you very much.
Aaron Boone sounds like a mouse.
No one's brought that up before.
No, do we have proof of this?
I mean, we can play a clip at some point.
Okay, yep. Apparently, it's something that Carlos noticed about Aaron Boone that he had not noticed previously because he learned it this weekend.
I don't think he sounds like a mouse personally.
I don't like like that mouse.
No, when he says we're savages in the box, I don't remember him sounding like
sound
a
like
mouse.
A mouse. Yeah,
we're savages in the box. I don't remember him sounding like that.
I don't either.
Before we wrap it up, what I have learned is that if you're a star defensive end from South Carolina, you cannot mimic emptying shells into your opponent.
Oh my
God. Without being penalized.
What? By the way, did you? Yeah. Oh my gosh, Twitter.
Yeah.
Black Twitter was not happy with him at all.
Dylan Stewart.
By the way,
I learned
what's his name?
I think it's isn't it Dylan Stewart?
I mean, literally, he got in the guy's face and acted like he was shooting him in the face.
To be fair,
with
he
all
had,
these,
he had sacked him.
The
so
gun
he's
stuff
allowed.
With God, and he, well, I, no, he's not allowed.
You're allowed to
shoot somebody in the face with
not,
an imaginary gun.
Not in the face. I think he just
he
was
got right down in his face and unloaded all of his clip.
I think he unloaded into his chest. I don't think it was in his
it's
face.
It's an imaginary clip, but he still unloaded the clip.
Well, a penalty was called, I think, in the Minnesota USC game for mimicking brandishing a weapon. So that's NCAA, or at least the refs have a focus on that now.
And here's the thing. I was watching one game where, you know, you do the
first down point.
The first down pointing.
Josh
but
Downs.
They said it was that he shot.
Josh
that was
Downs.
In the Texans game last week,
well,
not this week.
Downs got it over the week.
He got penalty?
Weekend. Yeah, he pointed. He did the finger guns first down, and they're like, he didn't pull the trigger, but he did, like, the gun motion, and then for first down, and they throw a flag on him.
Yeah, I think they said, we're not going to do gun stuff in football. We can't talk about gun culture and then let y'all just do all this.
But it wasn't
let y'all unload in people's faces on the ground.
To be
with
fair, in his chest. And he did sack him. You're allowed.
How do you know it was in his chest?
Because I could see the angle of the hypothetical gun. It wasn't in his face.
Easy, Dexter. What are
I'm
you talking
saying,
about?
It was in the chest.
Better actor. He was shooting him in his throat.
He was make it made sense. There's a lot more surface area, so he shot him in the chest. It makes a lot more sense with the gun. So in the Minnesota USC game, a Minnesota DB after breaking up a pass lifted up his jersey and you see his hip like where a gun would be, and the ref threw a flag. You're mimicking brandishing a weapon. That's a flag.
Who did that?
Wow.
A Minnesota DB in the USC game.
He
lifted up his shirt to see.
In the meantime,
I got my gun. Yeah, I'm packing, so they threw a flag.
In the meantime, guys are putting slime out there, which is
Well,
heavily blood oriented, but
either way,
anyway,
it's not a gun, so you
it's
don't
not
get
a gun, but it's like a lot of them don't even realize, like, yeah,
yep.
This is his neighborhood affiliation. Like, they don't even recognize. I don't think officials even recognize what the slime. Because you can always just say, no, it's just a rap thing from Atlanta.
It's not a point of emphasis. The gun thing is.
No, gun thing absolutely is. All right, we got bottom of the hour. We're going to have, you got ship talk today? You got your ship talk ready? Good. So we got that at the bottom of the hour. Nice job, people. Always love. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Hoag Landscape Services. Oh, I love what they do, too. When you go to the website and you see what they're doing, they have expertise. They go urban, suburban, doesn't matter, okay? All about crafting outdoor spaces that reflect your unique style and needs. What are you looking for? Do you like the grass? Because you can get rid of the grass and put AstroTurf in there. I mean, you can put turf that's thicker, longer. You can put putting greens in. You can put basketball courts in. They can put pickleball courts, bocce ball courts. What is it that you're looking for? A fire pit, beautiful fire pit where everybody sits around and they'll design it so it's just perfect. Y'all can sit around the fire pit. Y'all can have your TVs and your grills and pizza ovens all set up in your outdoor kitchen. You can, you know, the table, you need everything. You have just a small patio. Because I've seen the small patio that they've done as well, and it just looks like it's just perfect, perfect. It doesn't have to be a huge job, but it's going to be done right. They are exterior decorators. It is incredible the work that they do. Go to the website, or when you see them, you'll see they'll bring you some pictures of all of the different work that they do. It is really, really incredible work. You want the best for your backyard. You want it to be something special. Hoag, H-O-G-U-E, Landscape Services, H-O-G-U-E-L-S.com, H-O-G-U-E-L-S.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.